South Australia is in the dark this evening following a statewide blackout after major storms. Authorities say the severe weather damaged infrastructure, which caused the system to shut down as a safety precaution. It's believed that repairs have begun, but it's expected to be several hours before that work's completed and power returns. Caroline Winter reports.
In an unprecedented electricity collapse, power went out across South Australia at around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Premier Jay Weatherill says he believes the state's severe weather damaged infrastructure, which caused the system to shut down as a safety precaution.
Our energy generation assets remain intact. What's happened is that the Australian Energy Market Operator assumes control of the situation in these circumstances, and system restoration has commenced, but it could take a number of hours before that is completed and power is restored. So what we have at the moment is essentially a weather event which has damaged some infrastructure. The system protects itself and protects the assets by essentially closing down because of the sudden surge in the system. But it does take a number of hours to recommence it, and that is being managed by the National Energy Market Operators.
He says the cause is believed to be weather, which damaged infrastructure in the Port Augusta region, but exactly what the cause is not yet known. He says there doesn't appear to be any damage to the interconnector with Victoria, as was previously reported. Paul Roberts from SA Power Networks is warning people to brace for extended power outages and to conserve battery on mobile phones as wild weather continues to lash the state.
It's an issue for management by the Australian Energy Market Operator. South Australia effectively has been islanded from the national electricity network which it operates. It will be working with Electranet, the transmission operator in South Australia, to develop a plan to restore supply. And then we'll obviously have to work through our plans to restore supply once we are receiving confirmation that we've got supply back.
But just when that will be is anyone's guess, with estimates power may not return until the early hours of tomorrow morning. The blackout has plunged the state into chaos with traffic lights out and some trams and trains stopped in their tracks, with Adelaide Railway Station closed for the night. But emergency services and hospitals are surviving on backup generators, as are the ABC studios in Adelaide. More severe weather is still on the way, with more thunderstorms, heavy rain and hail also expected overnight. And with lights out during peak hour, drivers are being urged to be extra vigilant. Jay Weatherill again.
I think what people need to give some consideration to is, unless it's absolutely necessary, they should not travel on the roads, because obviously our street lighting is out, and our the various traffic lights are also out. So if people possibly can, they should not travel.
The blackout has again raised concerns about the vulnerability of South Australia's electricity network, and there are no doubts many questions will be asked from here once the lights eventually do come back on.
Caroline Winter.